All right, Steve Palmer here, Lawyer Talk, lawyertalkpodcast.com. If you have questions or comments, you can send them there or check us out in the socials. Leave me a comment. I'll try to cover it. I'm going to talk about, I don't always do this, but sometimes, well, you know, we all get in arguments or debates or discussions with our cohorts. And I got into a discussion, believe it or not, on another podcast the other day about a case here in Ohio. It's a horrible case, an infamous case, we should say. And ironically, the gentleman accused is a guy named Brian Wilson. We're not talking about Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Rest in peace, phenomenal musician. We're talking about a guy who, it seems, killed two police officers up in the small town of up in Morrow County, Ohio, a small town here in Ohio where I practice law. And the discussion sort of involved this. Somebody was sort of scoffing or with a little bit of disdain, upset that Wilson entered a plea of not guilty to the charge of murder. And I think he killed two officers. He's charged with two counts of murder. And, you know, I can understand that position. You know, I hear this a lot. It's like, how dare that guy go plead not guilty? And to me, as any criminal defense lawyer, really anybody in the system, I think would understand that, yeah, that's exactly what he should do and would do in any situation. In fact, it would be really odd for somebody at their initial arraignment where such things happen, pleas of guilty or not guilty, would actually go in and plead guilty. In fact, the judge presiding over that might not even accept the guilty plea at that point. Not that he couldn't or she couldn't, but maybe not, because there's lots that needs to happen. All right, let me break this down a little bit. If I go, and maybe part of the misunderstanding or the misconception about this is the term guilty or not guilty or innocent or guilty or whatever it is. See, in Ohio, we plead not guilty. Others have different things they call it. But what we're really saying is, for now, I'm saying not guilty, meaning I'm telling the prosecutor, prove your case or show me the evidence that you can prove your case. And we don't talk in terms of factual innocence in the courtroom very often. It comes up sometimes on appellate sides of things, but for the most part, it's whether the prosecutor has proved somebody guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And what's the, you know, people hate this crap because people hate the legal twisting and gray areas, but it has to be this way. So the prosecutor doesn't have to prove somebody actually guilty in order to win their case, and nor would the society want that. The same is true the other way. On the defense side, all I have to do, in theory, is show some reasonable doubt that the prosecutor didn't meet that burden. Even if my client's guilty, there could still be a not guilty verdict because there is some doubt about it. And the system has to leave room for that. It has to, because it's too much to ask one way or another if it doesn't leave room for that. If I had to go into a courtroom and plead some and prove somebody actually innocent, I'm proving a negative. It's almost impossible. And the same is true for those tough on crime folks out there. You wouldn't want the prosecutor to bear the burden of proving somebody definitively 100% completely guilty. It would be a bridge too far that way. So the system bakes this into the cake and talks about proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So when Wilson in this case pled not guilty, really what he was saying is, look, I'm pleading not guilty. This means that I'm going to set this case on a path so we can figure out what's going to happen with it. His first step will be to file a demand for discovery and get all the evidence against him. After that, he'll evaluate the case with his attorneys and decide whether he wants to change his plea from guilty or not guilty to guilty or go to trial. Now, here's another interesting twist on this, is that the prosecutor, and I think, is at least saying that they're going to seek the death penalty. And that means that if Wilson goes in and pleads guilty to the offense, he's sort of skipping the guilt phase of the case and jumping right to whether he wants to go on trial to see if he lives or dies as a result of his guilty plea. Look, I people ask all the time how I square my job with my bigger picture of morality. Like, how do I do this? How do I represent those horrible, rotten, guilty people? And I always flip this around and say, well, those are the easy ones. The ones that are hard are the ones that may not be guilty. But in this case, how would I represent the guilt? The question here is, all right, maybe Wilson is definitively 100% categorically, factually, use whatever adverb or adjective you want, guilty. The question now becomes, what happens to him? Should he be killed? Should we impose the death penalty? There's a whole nother trial for that and a whole nother set of factors that the prosecutor has to prove in order to in order to get the death penalty imposed against Wilson. And, you know, you could say, well, hang him, you know, kill him. He deserves to die. And maybe so. But we still have to go through the process, and there still has to be a trial. And we still have to be sure that that's not only the right factual decision that he's guilty, but it's the right decision to punish him with the death penalty. It may be. It may well be. But as I say all the time in this show and elsewhere, it's like you have to have these standards in place for the worst of us. Because if we don't have them in place for the worst of us, they're not going to be in place for the best of us. And it has to be uniform across the board. If they want to impose a death penalty against Wilson, more power to them. Go to trial, prove the facts and aggravating circumstances that you need to prove in order to impose a death penalty. And I'm sure the jury, considering all the facts and circumstances, will do the right thing, whatever that is. We shall see. But anyway, don't be confused by the semantics. It is semantics, but the semantics actually mean something here. If you got a question, you want me to cover a topic, check me out, lawyertalkpodcast.com, off the record, on the air, till now. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.